You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to the Packernet Podcast. I am your host and resident fanalist, as always, Ryan Schlipp. Check us out online, packernet.com. Find me on Twitter, pack_data. So this is going to be the results show for the Green Bay Packers Stock Market Packernet Podcast game. For those that don't know and want to get involved or just curious what in the world I'm talking about, we over here at the Packernet Podcast have developed our own little game. Essentially, very simple. Get in the Facebook group. You start off with 1,000 Packer bucks, Pack bucks, whatever, and you buy shares of players. We will put in the Packernet group the values of the players, and then you will buy shares of players. And depending on how well they do that week, the shares, the value will either go up or it'll go down. Then I'll do this little episode saying the results of that, how much money everybody has and how everybody's doing. Right now we are all in a race for second place because Todd is running away with this whole thing. Now, there are currently 21 people in the group. However, it looks like only 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-ish people played this week. Most of that is going to be my fault because I'm taking too long to get these things up. Thanks to the help of Todd getting involved in this, however, we can start doing this a lot faster. Hopefully get a lot more people back involved in this. But we're going to run through the standings going from last place to first place. And we're going to be starting off with Mr. Thomas A., Tommy Boy, I think, was in second to last place last time. However, Kyle D., who it appears was in last place last time, wisely didn't play. So when Tommy lost $36, it was enough to drop him down. But a couple investments that he had made. Brian Belaga had a rough one. I think I invested in him too. Dean Lowry about broke even. Jamal Williams was a great investment, but just didn't do enough to offset that. Kevin King actually went down, which is shocking because he was already pretty low, and so that was about it. So only down $30, not a big deal. The big drop was Zach B. First week on the job, and he just tanked it real hard. But Zach put all his cash on Oren Burks and Preston Smith. Oren Burks got cut in half, which presumably means he didn't play. Got to be careful for that. If you put money down on somebody that does not play, you're going to get burned by that. So your money gets cut in half on that one. And then after that was Preston Smith, who only went down a little bit, which was a bit of a saving grace, because that's better than getting cut in half. But Preston also went down. So that was brutal. That was a rough day of day trading, which is why I tend to spread my money out. But spreading my money out is why I'm probably never going to catch Todd. I got to get more aggressive here. After that is Kyle D., who didn't play. And then in 18th place is Kyle B., who lost $291, another really bad day. He went up last week. Kyle got in the black and then promptly lost all his money again. But Kyle put everything, well, not everything he had. Maybe it was everything he had. Yeah, just about. But everything he had on Aaron Rodgers, which is a bold strategy, because although Aaron Rodgers is on fire right now, he's already at 89, so there's not a lot of room to go up. So kind of a risky strategy, and it definitely did not pay off. I'm guessing Kyle is not happy with PFF right now because he had a good day, but PFF did not, which, by the way, is where all this comes from. I could make it based on stats and stuff, but that's not what I'm doing. So you know what you're getting yourself into when you join the group. After that, we got a flurry of people that have not played. 7th place, Dustin. 16th place, Andy M. 15th place, Murillo. 14th place, Jared. 13th place, Trevor. And then we get to Kevin S., had $1,070, lost $42 down to $1,028. Kevin actually, it offset. He put money down on Preston. He also put money down on Zadarius. Unfortunately, he put a little bit more down on Preston than he did Zadarius. Preston went backwards. Zadarius went forward. More or less broke even when you think about it. In the grand scheme of things, $40 isn't much, but did end up going backwards by buying a little bit more in Preston than Zadarius. Zadarius had a great day. Had you put all your money in Zadarius, you would have made plenty of money. But after that, we got Jason in 11th place, then Phil in 10th, Brad in 9th, Tyler in 8th, Taylor in 7th, Zach D in 6th, and then in 5th place, Jack K., who had an absolute monster day. Started off with just $1,061, jumped all the way up to $1,500. Why, you might ask? Because Mr. Jeff had all the faith in the world in Mr. Elton Jenkins. Elton Jenkins did have a pretty mediocre grade over the years. Over these weeks. But he absolutely knocked it out of the park. Got a borderline elite grade. Went from 62 was his value. So let me put this in more day trading terms. Jeff bought 17 shares of Elton Jenkins at $62 and got a return in one day. That price shot up from 62 to 89. That's some good money right there, man. That's huge. That might have been the best investment you could have made. I don't know who else did better than that. And to put all your chips in that basket and to be that correct is crazy. Jamal was similar, but not quite. Tyler Lancaster was similar, but not quite. I think that was the best investment of anyone. So, just pretty incredible. After that is me, 4th place, the Pack Daddy. Starting with 1,684. Made 164 Pack Bucks. I'm up into the 1,800 range. Like to spread my money around. The big investments for me were Rashawn Gary, that did pay out. Montrevious, that did pay out. Kenny Clark, I lost money, which is shocking because he did not have a good grade to start with. And David Bakhtiari, that paid out. So overall, those all paid out. I only put one share down on Belaga, that lost. I put one share down on Elton Jenkins, obviously that paid out. One share on Geronimo went down a little bit. One share on Jake Kumerow went way up. That was another really good investment, would have been Jake Kumerow. One share on Marquez. So basically I went in on defensive line, wide receivers, offensive line. Marquez dropped off a ton. And did I say Montrevious? I put a bunch down on Montrevious, and that paid out pretty well. So that was my distribution. Didn't go up a ton because, again, I spread my money out a lot to kind of diversify, which means I'm probably going to hit on some but also lose a fair amount of money. But overall, I'm trending upward, so hopefully I can keep that going. Just waiting for Todd to hit a big loser one of these days so I can catch up. Billy is in 3rd place, lost $58, went from 2,100 down to 2,088. Billy was also spreading it out a good amount, put money on Amos, that paid out very little bit. Billy Turner, which went up a very little bit. Danny Vitale just about broke even. Darius Shepard didn't play, so that got cut in half. So that was a rough one. Got to watch out for that. David Bakhtiari went up a good amount. Jake Kumerow went up a good amount. Josh Jackson got cut in half. Actually, did Shepard? Maybe Shepard did play. I don't know. The score isn't there right now, so I don't exactly know how that worked out. Montrevious went up, and Rashawn Gary went up, and Will Redmond went down. So, I mean, again, when you're dealing with that much money, we're talking about $2,000, $50 is basically breaking even. So pretty much Billy broke even, which, I mean, when you're in the upper echelon like me, breaking even's going backwards. And really that is what happened because Dylan, who was in 3rd place, leapfrogged him in a big way. Dylan shot way up from 1,800 Packer bucks up to $2,264. He had an increase of $416, a massive day. Dylan decided that he was going to put the vast majority of his money in two places. He bought 12.7 shares of Aaron Jones because he's a genius, which is bold because Aaron was already kind of high. I mean, 72 isn't crazy high, but I mean, for Aaron, he's like 77-ish if I had to put a number on how good he was. But if I were to say where I think he's going to end the year, I'd say like 77, 78, maybe 80s, low 80s, but not a lot of room to grow. Well, it went from 72.8 to 94.9. It skyrocketed. And then he dropped 17 shares on Rashawn Gary, which is another really bold strategy because Rashawn has not been great this year. And even though he's low, it's kind of a scary thing. But Rashawn went from 54 to 62. Not a huge jump, but we're talking about $8. So 17 times 8, right? So that was pretty big. But of course, not quite enough. The rich keep getting richer here. Todd G., who is starting at $3,374, made $535, which, you know, as a percentage, is probably not as high as say, Jeff. But it don't matter, man. It's about dollars and cents. He skyrocketed up to $3,909. How did he do it? Well, he knew to put 9.3 shares on Aaron Jones. How? I don't know. He's obviously cheating by seeing the future or something. Put 11.4 shares on Danny Vitale, which ended up being a fairly bad investment, but more or less broke even. 9.9 shares on David Bakhtiari, who went way up. He put 10.8 shares on Elgton Jenkins. So you got Aaron Jones and Elgton Jenkins, two of the best investments this week. He put a ton on those. And then Geronimo Allison went back a little bit. So he had two investments that went back slightly, two investments that went way up, and so it averaged out to him making a ton of money. So anyways, that's it. I just got news that Zadarius and Gary and somebody were pulled over in Racine for illegally carrying marijuana in the car. So this is... I'm not excited to find out what the repercussions of this are. We may be... possibly losing our best pass rusher. I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, we'll figure this out for tomorrow. You folks have yourselves a fantastic day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one. Bye-bye.